from Matthew 28, the Great Commission. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations. Alleluia, Jesus Christ is risen. Christ is alive indeed. Alleluia. Easter continues, and if I understand correctly, every Sunday is Easter for us. Jesus sends the 11 into the world, bringing the good news to all nations. Note, he says the 11. It is important to remember one is missing from the original 12, and also we hear the writer say, and some doubted. Some doubted means more than Thomas did. Could it be us who are doubting what had happened? In our gospel story, some just leave. Some just cannot believe it. Much like us today, we hear the story and have often been told over and over, but it can be difficult to believe. That is why it is so important that we go tell it to all nations. Jesus sends us out to all nations, and some have fears and doubts, but they go where Jesus sends them anyway. He tells them, and us, to make disciples, baptizing and teach. In what order do we do this? Do we baptize, then teach them, and then they become disciples? Do we teach them, then baptize? Do they need to be disciples before we can baptize them, and then we teach them? It is like the old question, what came first, the chicken or the egg? I believe God created the chicken first, and then it laid the egg. However, this text about going, making disciples, baptizing, and teaching them, Jesus sends the 11, instructing them to make disciples, baptize, and teach. I do not think the order is what is important here, but that we ourselves go out, as did the first 11, and do as Jesus tells us, go. Where do we go? And to whom do we bring this message of good news? Jesus is not the teacher here, but one of authority, sending and commissioning them as teachers. He also reminds them he is Emmanuel, God with us, by saying, I will always be with you until the end of the age. We may doubt, but we still have faith. We need to know that Jesus is always with us, Emmanuel, God with us. The Great Commission can begin when we bring children to the waters of baptism. We promise to teach them what being a disciple means. We are teachers and disciples at the same time because that is what Jesus said. Another part of the Great Commission, as we become disciples, to follow and to go. It does not end here, it only begins. Making disciples, teaching and baptizing all nations is a lifelong commission. We need to do all these in the order in which the nation we are going to needs them to be. Jesus sends us to all nations, and he knows some will doubt, and some will leave because they do not understand or because of their fear. Do not be afraid, because all authority has been given to the risen Christ, the one who opens the gate of God's understanding. Jesus died, and God gives all authority to Christ because he was obedient unto death and was raised on the third day. Because God gives all authority to him, over all the heavens and the earth, he gives us the authority to go, make disciples, baptize in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and to teach all nations about the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news of the resurrection. It does not matter what order we do this in, just go and do not be afraid, because Jesus is with us always to the end of the age and is God's open gate. Amen. Let us pray. God of action, you sent your disciples into the world to preach, teach, and make disciples of all nations. Make us instruments of proclamation so that all might know of the love you have for humanity. We pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, the one who is the open gate to your understanding. Amen.